96.3 WTOB, the Big 980, and that's the Beach Boys there. And, oh, wouldn't it be so, so very nice? It's a Tuesday morning, 10 minutes after 7 o'clock. Ralph Shaw with you. Thanks so much for joining us today. We've got mostly clear skies as the sun's coming up 64 degrees. And we have a special guest joining us today by telephone. Our best wishes going out, and welcome to Representative Virginia Fox of the 5th Congressional District. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I understand you're back in the district, but heading up to D.C. later on today.
As soon as I get off the phone with you, I'm jumping in the car and driving to the airport as hard as I can drive. Yes, we were supposed to have votes yesterday, but unfortunately, Jim Clyburn's wife died. He's from South Carolina.
Right.
There was a funeral yesterday, and so rather than have everybody come up and not have votes, we had the day at home yesterday, and that was great. So, you know, we're there usually 4 days a week, and we will be there 4 days this week. We'll be there till Friday. So our normal, it's Monday through Thursday usually, or Tuesday through Friday, and occasionally Monday through Friday.
Okay. Now, something that you have been very interested in here in North Carolina since the Senate Bill 86 recently became law here in North Carolina without the governor's signature. What are you doing on the Education and Labor Committee there in D.C. when you're up there to help make the association health plans more accessible at the federal level?
Well, first let me say, most people don't realize that all employer-sponsored health care legislation is in the Education and Labor Committee. Most people have no idea. They hear the word education, mm-hmm. and they just stop there with our committee. But we actually have jurisdiction over employer-sponsored health care, which is 180 million people in this country who are covered by their employer's health insurance. And we also have jurisdiction over all pension plans, you know, because those are covered by employers too. And we have coverage over, or jurisdiction over, labor and education. So our committee has very, very broad jurisdiction. And I want to commend the North Carolina legislature for House Bill 86, because they have accomplished what we've been trying to accomplish for a long time. Since I've been in Congress, we've been passing association health care plans in the House. The Senate just hasn't quite gotten it all together. But right now, what we're doing at the federal level is we passed last year another association health care plan, and then the Trump administration has changed the rules to make it possible for association health plans to go into effect. But unfortunately, Democrats have sued them in the courts, because they want everybody to be forced to go to the Obamacare, which is a one-size-fits-all kind of plan. What association health plans do is that they allow people with even one employee, let's say you're self-employed, you could join an association, like you could join the Chamber of Commerce, or you could join the National Nursery Association, or you could join the National Cosmetology Association, a national association that would allow you to be in a large group plan. We all know the larger the group, the smaller the premium.
Absolutely. And I can remember back when radio and television had similar associations where we could get, as employees of different radio and television stations across the state and country, we could buy into that particular insurance plan. So, how many associations would be available to take this kind of insurance if it was passed on the national level?
Oh, there'd be thousands of them. And the North Carolina bill is a real model bill. What we do is we make sure at the federal level and at the state level that you can't have just groups start up to be scams of any kind.
Yeah, they have to be legitimate.
To join them. They have to be legitimate. They have to have been in existence. They have to be composed of at least 500 members. So the Chamber of Commerce is where most of these will come out of, probably. And you'll have, you know, people in the community running the plans. And again, what this is good for is to allow people to be able to choose their plan. It's like when you buy car insurance, you buy car insurance that fits your car.
Sure.
For example, if you drive an old car, like I did for a long, long time, after my car had 200,000 miles on it, I took the collision off of coverage off of it, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
uh-huh.
You don't need that after your car is so old. But under Obamacare, young men who are not married have to buy maternity insurance. Now they have to buy sex change insurance. They have to buy all kinds of insurance that they don't need or want, because they want everybody to be paying into those to bring down the cost for the small group of people that want that kind of coverage. So it's a much fairer way to do it for the American people. I just always tell people, think about the fact that you, as an American citizen, you're able to buy your own homeowner's insurance and your own car insurance. You don't need the government telling you what to buy or what needs to be in it. So think about the unfairness of the government controlling your health insurance, which is the most personal insurance you can get.
Something else that you have a vested interest in, and that's something, it's called the Yes in My Backyard Act. And this
right.
would encourage communities to eliminate discriminatory land use policies and remove barriers that have been preventing needed housing from being built all around the United States. So what's the latest on this?
Right. Well, it's called the Yes in My Backyard Act. It would say that grantees of federal dollars, again, the federal nexus. You know, Ralph, we have the federal government getting involved in things it shouldn't be involved in.
Absolutely.
And I always want to see what the federal nexus is, meaning where is the federal government's interest? Well, usually it's in money. And so the federal taxpayers, let me make sure I say, there's no such thing as federal money. Federal dollars come from hardworking taxpayers who voluntarily pay their taxes every year and then have the government spend that money the way it wants to spend your money. My attitude is you should spend your money the way you want to spend your money as much as possible. Anyway, we give grants at the federal level to communities called community development block grants. What we want communities to start doing is collecting information and being transparent about what it is they're doing in restrictive zoning laws and land development laws that drive up the cost of housing. We really have a crisis in this country, not a crisis, a shortage of affordable housing. We have 12 million renters and homeowner households paying more than 50% of their annual incomes for housing. The guideline is no more than 30%, and yet people are paying way more than that. We need to bring down the cost of housing in this country, and I'm looking for ways to do that. I'm interested in a lot more things than just education, health care. I introduce bills that reduce rules and regulations whenever I can. So I get interested in things that where I and my staff and constituents give me ideas for what we can do to reduce the role of the federal government.
All right. We really appreciate it. I know you've got a busy day. You got to head to the airport. So thank you so much for joining us by telephone, and we'll chat again soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ralph. I appreciate it. God bless you and all your listeners.
Thank you so much. Representative Virginia Fox of the 5th Congressional District on her report to the district here on WTOB. Back with more in just a moment.
Do you have questions about Medicare coverage? McCall Insurance Services in Clemens has the